When I'm talking like this, I can't really describe the process. One way of saying it is, I don't really know what I'm saying. And yet I do, which doesn't make sense to the normal way of looking at things. I was listening to an interview with Alan Steinfeld and Darren, the guy that channels Bashar, and he was talking about his experience of the channeling. So because I don't really know what goes on with me and how it goes on, I'm interested in other people's experience. Do I connect with that? Is that similar? Does that help me to see something more clearly? It's as though the information comes in an abstract form as a package, and then some part of the mind unwraps the package, deciphers it to the nearest possible way of describing something that's really not describable, and then without interfering, getting out of the way and letting it be said. So in a way, I hear it at the same time as the hearer. Maybe a fraction before, but I'm hearing it as well. So it's as though there's an evaluating going on with me as well at the same time. And I don't interfere, because to interfere would be using a part of me that doesn't know anything about this other level. It just has to get out of the way and let it come through. The process for me in that is to sit and be with, tune in, become part of the other person, and then allow a response to what they've shared to flow through without me understanding it. So, of course, I'm not expecting the hearer to understand it either. And most often, it's misunderstood. And I get that too. It is interpreted through their old way of seeing things, which is the way they've been taught to see things. And they've been taught to see things by people who don't see things very clearly. So I understand that. And I also understand that there is a frustration that sometimes you hear me say one thing to one person, and then I say almost the opposite to another person. Or I say something to one person, and then sometime after I say almost the opposite. And it has to do with degrees and what I term levels. Somebody writes to me every now and again to say there are no such things as levels. As I see it, this person is stuck on a level where they can't see levels. In the ultimate, there are no levels. In the ultimate. But in the ultimate, there's nobody there to know that there's nobody there. So there is no expression. Until that placeless place, there are levels. Levels of people's consciousness, understanding, availability, presence. When I hear somebody say, I've been trying what you said, I love hearing that. It means the person's being available to themselves. And when they say, and now you're saying the opposite, and I feel totally disoriented, wonderful. I feel for the person's disorientation, disappointment. I feel for that. And it's only in this stage of not knowing, of turmoil in a way, that something new can evolve, it doesn't seem to progressively evolve. It seems to be in a certain way, and then click, it's something else. And the click usually comes from disorientation, when the old no longer has its place, has its hold, has its control, where there's been an experimenting, a trying, a looking, and saying, oh, it doesn't work. And in that giving up, something else can happen. And that's what I see happening in the Satori group, which is the strongest process I know. The process is somebody sits opposite and says, tell me who you are. And the person keeps trying to describe who they are and eventually finds they can't describe who they are. But the person says, thank you, tell me who you are. And you keep trying and you keep trying. And at some point, and you give up. And then bang, everything stands still. A space, a clarity that can't be described. It's not this and it's not that. It's not still, it's not moving, it's not peaceful, it's not at war. It's a undescribable state. And it usually comes out of chaos. So when you get frustrated, don't get too frustrated about being too frustrated. Because that's the soup, the state that something new can be born. When somebody says, I've tried what you said and it didn't work for me, I don't automatically assume that what I said was correct, even at that time. I look, always looking, always, always, every moment, being available, not knowing. Was that correct then? Not to discount it, but to keep looking. What's appropriate in the moment? Not knowing, but daring to be spontaneous, to say whatever's there is, well, it looks hopeless. Or I've given up on you. Whatever it is, dare to say it. Dare to be one with what's going on with you, no matter how much nonsense there is there, and there is. You're full of nonsense. We're all full of nonsense. And in that nonsense are the gems, the shining clarity in there somewhere. But you'll never find it unless you're ready to be spontaneous, get out of the way, and let something come straight through. Be spontaneous. When in doubt, do it. Don't look before you leap. Don't check things out, because what are you going to check them with? You're going to check them with the old, and the old is what's been given to you by people that can't see. People that do see usually say they can't see. If somebody says, I'm not certain, I'm not sure, listen. If they're certain and they're sure, don't take them too seriously. Also, don't take what you're hearing now seriously either. Don't take anything seriously. Take everything as a possibility. And as I say, the more uncertain the person is, the more they're floating, delving, checking out, sensing something that's beyond the known. And we all have that facility, but it hasn't been developed, it hasn't been encouraged, just the opposite, in fact. We've been told to operate from the mind and not from our intuition, not from our heart, not from our solar plexus, not from the deeper place of ourselves. Not knowing, but sensing and feeling. And yes, you'll get frustrated and you'll give up every now and again. Then start again. Sensing, feeling, not knowing. Always available. Just like this bird that's in the background. that's just stopped when I mentioned it. It's there, it's always there, it's always looking, it's always available, no matter what you're doing. Now, somebody said just recently that they understood me to say that they should sit with their frustration. That's true on one level. Don't escape whatever you're feeling. Be with your feeling. But sitting quietly doing nothing doesn't mean sitting quietly doing nothing. So it's not so easy to understand. It's like this. Doing nothing is flowing with what's happening. So the mind interprets, oh, I am feeling jealous, so I should sit with my jealousy. Right, right. Now you sit with your jealousy, you sit with your feeling, you experience what's going on. And if you need to go to the toilet, you need to go to the toilet. If you sit there, being with what is happening, you're not sitting there being with what's happening. What's happening is you need to get up. You need to move. You need to go with what's happening. It's been interpreted that everything is an escape. So I have to sit here and be with what is. Right. Sit here and be with what is. Until you're hungry. If you were to sit there and deny your hunger, you're doing something. The doing is the denying. If you get up and allow the preparation and the eating, that's not doing. That's being in the flow. If you get this feeling, I want to get up and do my art or cut the grass or... let that happen. And stay with what's happening. And, not one or the other. Allowing it all. So, one of the Zen sayings is, when I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm tired, I sleep. And we could go on, when I feel like sitting, I sit. When I feel like meeting somebody, I meet somebody. But this is the thing to try and get, the nuance, the fine line. Not to do what you're doing to escape, but to be with what you're doing, because that is the flow of what's happening. Fine line. Jesus said, my way is narrow. It is. It's very fine. You can go one way or the other. You can escape by doing, or you can force yourself into an unnatural stillness, instead of just being there in each moment with all that is, which includes the sounds around. It includes them. And you'll find the focus will go automatically to what's appropriate for you. If it's the voice you're listening to now, it'll go there automatically. If there's a crash outside, your attention will go there automatically. Just be with how things are. And you'll notice when it's an escape. But don't escape the escape either. Just be aware. Oh, so now escaping is happening. Just be with what is. Not understanding, not agreeing, not disagreeing, floating in this not knowing. So you're asking about my statement that most people are escaping most of the time. Whatever they're doing it to avoid how they feel if they don't do it. If they're just with themselves, with the moment, just as it is, the discomfort that comes with that. So you're asking, how does that fit in when I say, follow your feelings. And I also say most people are escaping most of the time. So this is a mind question that's asking an either-or answer, and there isn't an either-or answer. As I see it, most people are escaping the moment, just as it is, most of the time. Whatever they do is an escape. Now, here's the thing that the mind has difficulty with. They may need to escape. They may need to be doing what they're doing in order to find out that it doesn't work. As I've said before, some of the most unhappy people are the people that have attained something they've been trying to attain all their lives. Entertainers who become famous, who become rich, and then find it doesn't work. It doesn't fulfill a deeper place in themselves. But they wouldn't have found that out if they hadn't have gone for it. And they found it out quicker because they went for it totally. And most people aren't totally in whatever they do. So they never get to that place of finding out for themselves that what they thought was going to work doesn't work. They don't find out because they haven't been for it totally. So nothing's wrong. Everybody's doing exactly what they need to be doing in the moment. It's just the amount of awareness there. The amount of awakeness. Are they asleep to what they're doing? So whatever you're doing, if you're total in it and it remains with you to do, that's what needs to be done. But if you're total in it and you have this realization, oh, this isn't appropriate anymore. And then you go into the gap, often, not knowing what is appropriate. But now you're floating in this possibility that you've let go what you were attached to, what you thought was going to work for you, and now you're floating for a new possibility. So in any given moment, everybody is exactly where they need to be, doing exactly what they need to be doing for that particular moment. Everything is there that they need in that moment for that moment. What happens is people keep doing their things automatically, like the hamster on the wheel going round and round and round as though this is going to work. What in the East they call the wheel of samsara, one life after another, doing the same thing over and over, without an awareness, without a presence in each moment. Is this still appropriate? Is this still appropriate? I just thought of my father then that said, he used to say, I'm not enjoying this very much. I'll be glad when it's over. Keep doing something that is no longer appropriate. Wake up, wake up. Of course, the familiar, the old, the repetitious does feel safer and secure and more predictable, but it's dead. Anything that isn't in this very moment is dead. It's just in an archive in the mind. Being present in the moment and not looking for a solution, but looking for the maximum potential, the possibility of the moment, which may mean continuing what you're doing. It may mean a modification of what you're doing, or it may mean letting it go altogether. So to keep looking and keep being aware how the mind is attempting to say it's either this or that. And if it's this or that, it's not either. It's always a combination. It's unformed. It's floating. Being available. Not knowing. So you're disturbed. You sit down to be with the disturbance. Being with it, things may unfold, or it might be just really, really uncomfortable. Stay with it until something comes up that's appropriate. Now, you'll know if it's an escape. You'll feel it. And it doesn't matter if you want to escape either. If you want to escape, do it with awareness. Everything with as much awareness as you can bring to that moment. Nothing else being a priority over awareness of this very moment.